Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast, Little Mind Chats. Minds are little, not our thoughts. I'm your host, Siona Vikram. Today's episode is a special episode for the very special occasion of Diwali, the amazing festival of Deepas, fireworks, Rangoli, lights, and celebration of good over evil. There's so many things to celebrate about this festival. I personally enjoy the sweets, new clothes, lots of lights around the house, and of course, the fireworks. Most of us know that we celebrate Diwali by lighting Deepas or Diyas to celebrate the end of this demon called Narakasura. I think this is the perfect time to know more about who Narakasura was, what he did, and how his atrocities came to an end. Narakasura was a demon who stole lots of things that belonged to the devatas or gods. Three main things he prominently snatched were a set of earrings, an umbrella, and a very beautiful mountain. The earrings belonged to the mother of all gods, Aditi. The beautiful umbrella belonged to the god of waters, Varuna. And the beautiful mountain was used by the gods for their relaxation. It was called Maniparvata. None of the gods could stand the power of Narakasura. For this very reason, Brahma and other gods approached Krishna to end his reign. It's probably puzzling on how and why Narakasura was this powerful. What were his origins? Narakasura was the son of Adi Varahamurti, one of the avatars of Vishnu. His mother was Bhudevi, meaning earth herself. Krishna knew it was the right time to end Narakasura and his evil activities. While he was preparing to leave, Satyabhama, one of the wives of Krishna, requested to join him in this war against Narakasura. Krishna warned her that this is not the same as walking around a garden filled with lovely colourful flowers and lush green grass. It'll be a battlefield instead. Can you even guess what a battlefield looks like? It will be filled with noises of huge elephants trumpeting out of fear. It will be filled with dust raked up by the war horses fiercely running around. It's not a place where you'd have cool breeze out of beautiful lakes. Instead, you'd experience the wind of arrows swooshing around. Very fierce and scary ogres and rakshasas will walk around freely, waging war and eating up soldiers as they wish. Please give up the idea of joining me there. It's not a place you can join me. You're a very delicate and elegant woman. It's not a place for you. Please allow me to leave. I'll be back soon, Krishna said. Satyabhama replies back to Krishna. So what if there are rakshasas, arrows, or anything scary? I don't doubt your strength. I'll be right behind you, so you could protect me. I want to see how you'd wage the war. Please allow me to come along. He managed to convince Krishna to join him in the war. They sat over Garuda, Lord Krishna's vahana or vehicle, and started off to the war. They reached Pragjyotishpur, a place where Narakasura ruled as the king. Murasura, Nishumbha, and the demon Hayagriva were the best protectors and friends of Narakasura. They, together, created 6 layers of protection to the kingdom of Narakasura. Krishna used all his weapons with valor and brought down all these 6 layers of protection to enter the main kingdom. Murasura, a demon with 5 heads who was sleeping under the water, raised up and fought with Krishna. On ending this demon, 7 of his sons attacked Krishna too. Narakasura was immediately cautioned after the 7 sons of Murasura were ended by Krishna. Narakasura came out with the entire army. Thousands of rakshasas were showing up to support him in the war. Anybody would have expected Satyabhama to get scared. Instead, Satyabhama got up from her seat, sat in the front, and told Krishna that she now wants to wage the war. She tied up her long, beautiful braid into a knot, secured all the jewelry into her sari, and tucked in the pallu of her sari. She finally asked for Krishna's bow, called Saranga. Krishna did not hesitate to hand over his bow. She immediately tied the string to the notch of the bow with elegance, demonstrating her war prowess. All the Rakshasas were surprised to see her skill with the bow and arrow. She surprised them further with the number of arrows she was showering on the Rakshasas. She killed thousands. Her confidence, position, and valor in the war zone was completely unexpected and created immense fear in the enemy's army. Krishna was in awe of Satyabhama's war style, as it was completely unexpected. Narakasura accused Krishna of letting a woman wage the war. As an answer to this, Krishna released his Sudarshan Chakra, one of his most famed weapons, on Narakasura. Narakasura, with the little life he had left, requested that the day of his death meant an end to all the evil and wrong things he did. It has to be celebrated. And so, ever since then, we celebrate this day for ending the wrongs within ourselves too. Besides this spectacular tale of Narakasura, the Diwali day marks many other significant events too, like the time when Rama returns back to Ayodhya after finishing 14 years of exile in the forest. As a grand welcome, the citizens of Ayodhya lit up all their streets with lots of lamps. Rama, just after arriving, worshipped goddess Lakshmi and Ganesha. His intention was to pray for the well-being of his people, their happiness and their prosperity. People of his kingdom will be healthy, wise and wealthy, and will move ahead on the path of truth and righteousness. Ever since then, Diwali has been a celebration of multiple events for attracting a great deal of prosperity and happiness into our lives. I'm celebrating the positivity of removing more and more plastic from children's lives. I would like to bring your attention to the plastic collection drive we're having right after Diwali. Schools are all geared up. MVJ International School is having a little rally in their neighborhood to inform the businesses in their community about the collection drive happening in their school and how everyone is welcome to be a part of this effort. Little Wise is slowly making its way into the community too. On the other hand, Nalkis Education Center is going an extra mile by speaking to parents about the importance of such collection drives in the parent-teachers meetings too. I'm all geared up for the next drive. The Daffodil School is all prepared to welcome more parents and children this month. Wishing you all a very happy Deepavali. Thanks a ton for listening. Bye!